Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
It is the John Chuckery Experience. I think that's a better name for the show. John Fricke in for him tonight from the Northern Kia Studios. Two more hours, and the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Let's chat here. So the first question on the table for all of you tonight is about football. Any team in football, do you agree with the line in Vegas about teams that are likely to make the playoffs? And today, by the way, Vegas says the Dallas Cowboys are a lock to make the playoffs. Let's see. The other Day-Day who called in, not my buddy Day-Day who's running the show. So I'm going to add another little thing here and then get to your calls. But as I do, because I'm going to add a baseball thing, understand, because I want everybody in John Chuckery's audience to understand how I do things. You can always call in and continue our conversation on football, even if I change the subject, because I'm just adding a subject on top of what we're already talking about, right? Make sense? So we are talking about your team, any team in the NFL or in college football. And in a moment after I talk to Chris, I'm going to add a baseball thing in here. And I'm about to tell you, I have identified the one player I want Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves to go hard in the dugout. It's not, it's, since basketball, you can't say hard in the paint. Hard in the dugout to get as a rental for the remainder of the year. All right, let's go to Chris here on the waitfor.com hotline. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Freaky. How you doing tonight, man?
Good, man.
Hey, man. So let's have this conversation, pop this these suds and talk. First thing I want to talk about is my team, the Falcons. Then I want to get your assessment, because I can feel a certain way about Bryce Young and Carolina. So first of all, I was totally disgusted with Arthur Smith being rated, was he, by another national pundit.
Because he's wait a second. Cody Benjamin's an idiot. Cody Benjamin's of CBS is an idiot.
We absolutely agree on that, man. A freaking idiot. And also, he joins the same class as Chris Sims. You guys can go play in the street. Absolutely.
Thank you.
We share that immensely. So the thing about it is, and even for the fans and you being the driver of the bus, dude, Arthur Smith got us to 7-10, and we were fighting for the division. The Falcons were playing meaningful games. I don't know if football fans really realize the main thing in the NFL is to win the division. That's it. No matter what your record is, win the division, playoffs. You know, you shoot for wild card as it goes. And Arthur Smith, to keep us in that, set the culture, and in his third year, I agree. With everything that sets up, and then I'll wrap up on Arthur Smith and the Falcons, we play a schedule where the teams have a 400 winning percentage. 15, 16 games at 1 o'clock. We've got tremendous weapons. The defense has been don't break, and I've been beating the drum, Freaky. Desmond Ritter is the real deal. We're going 10-7, if not 11-6, period.
Yeah, well, I said 10 wins, and I'm betting the over here, and I agree with you. I don't put a whole lot of stock in this easy schedule thing. I don't think there's such a thing as an easy schedule in the NFL. That's A. Yeah. And B is we don't know how good or not good teams are going to be, and I'll give you an example, okay, Chris?
Go ahead.
There is a December 31st game in Soldier Field, probably in very cold conditions against the Chicago Bears in the next to last game of the year. And right. Who knows if that isn't the 10-6 Atlanta Falcons and the 10-6 Chicago Bears, and suddenly that looks like a knuckle buster.
Right. Now, I love it, but we've got, you know, if injuries are, you know, don't affect it, we've got two running backs where we can line up and play that kind of ball in December and run it down your throat.
We have three.
And check down.
Three.
Yes. Three. Yes.
We got three.
Okay. Yeah, we do. So that's what I'm saying. We're built to last, and we've got two big receivers. Like I said, I'm going to wrap up because I want to get to the Carolina, and I know you got other calls. But we've got – just think, if we're at the 25-yard line and we got Drake and Pitts on the side standing as high – you know, standing out wide left as tall as they are, Janu at tight end, then you've got our two running backs who don't need to – you know, in the backfield – and you run them all everywhere. If you can't throw it up and one of them go get it, you're going to have the two running backs coming up the seam, and Ritter's going to look like a star. We're going to be so good this year. It's going to be fun. Now to
all right,
Carolina.
Hang on, Chris. Slow down.
Yeah.
I'll get to Carolina in a second. I want to reiterate, I want to ask you a question I asked about 3 weeks ago, okay? It's a short question, okay? It's the opening snap against Carolina, okay? We've got the ball on our own 25 after the opening kickoff, and we come up to the line, and Desmond Ridder is at quarterback behind the number one offensive guard in the entire NFL and a top five offensive line in the league. And we've got Jonnu Smith locked in at tight end. To his right is Kyle Pitts. To his left is Drake London. I've got Cordell Patterson motioning into the slot. I got Bijan Robinson behind me. My question to you is, are we good?
Yeah, we're amazing.
It's That's beautiful. My point. Yes.
You couldn't have laid it out any better, and they're all young, and they're studs, man. What?
We're good. We're good, right? We're good.
Hold on, and let me say this. You said the other week, do we have triplets? I said, no, we got quadruplets, man.
Quads. We have quadruplets. I agree.
God, please, just don't let us get injured. Please, Heavenly Father. I'm really enjoying it. Okay, so look, Carolina, I've got two words, Kyler Murray. I think that is the blueprint for Bryce. He's too small. He's a baller and all that, but I do not think for 15 years he'll last 17 games if he's going to be running at any kind of stuff. They're going to break him and watch 13, 14 games into the season. Little man's going to get nicked up. I think he's a talent, but I just don't think his size is going to last, and Kyler Murray's the blueprint. That's what I got to say. I'm not worried about Carolina.
All right, appreciate the call, Chris. And you know, it's a fair concern. I think these managed to get through the SEC pretty well. So anyway, it may. Okay, that's fine. I don't presume injury. I just don't. Some guys are brittle. Some guys are not. And I don't presume injury. Juju wants to weigh in here. Hey, Juju, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm so fired up for this upcoming Falcon season. Only question I got for you is this. Which ex-Clemson quarterback is going to face the Falcons in the Super Bowl this year?
Well, we're going to face one of them right off the bat in London, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Everybody
so,
forgot about the other one.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, if I can digress here for a second, Juju.
Yeah.
How good watch how good DJ Uiagalelei is at Oregon State. Watch the numbers he put. He's going to go Bo Nix out there. He's going to throw 45 touchdowns, and everybody's going to go, wait a minute now. What happened? You know, I mean, so, yeah, we're going to face a really good one in week three. And then do we play the Browns in the regular season? Do we?
I didn't say the regular season. I said the Super Bowl.
The Browns have no chance, so it's going to have to be the Jaguars. Browns are going to finish last in the AFC North.
I don't know, man. They can run the ball.
Come on.
Defense.
They're not – every – every team in the AFC North is better than the Browns. Okay, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are better than the Browns. Pittsburgh Steelers are probably better than the Browns. Cincinnati, far better. But Jacksonville's in a division where they may run away and hide. They won't lose a division game. They shouldn't. They should go 6-0 in their division, right?
Yeah, I just think it's gonna be. I think it'd be pretty cool though to see them two in the championship game for the AFC after. You know, since Trevor was behind Deshaun when they were in, you know, came out of high school out of Georgia from Gainesville and Cartersville. Both of them went up there. Deshaun won one national championship. Trevor won one. But now they're going to show up and play their home states, the team they both rooted for as kids in the Super Bowl. That would be cool, I think.
Yep. I appreciate it, Juju here. Yeah, I got to tell you, it is interesting to see. Will Deshaun Watson, now that he's had a year to kind of get, I guess, right in some fashion, will he actually go back? Because, you know, prior to all this happening, there was a time, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, where I would have told you I thought Deshaun was top three, if maybe not top two. I mean, he was such a special cat. And so, I mean, could he catch fire again? Sure. I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, and if it does, then yeah, when you got a guy like Nick Chubb, sure. You know, I mean, maybe Cleveland's going to be a surprise team. It could happen. Again, you just got to win your close games. You win a whole bunch. If you're going to play, every team's going to play, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 one-score games. That's the nature of the NFL. And if you run the table on those and just keep winning close games, then, yeah, okay. I mentioned a moment ago here that there is one guy I want. I have found him, and I am salivating over the idea. Now, CBS came out with a list of the top trade candidates in Major League Baseball ahead of the August 1st trade deadline, and they ranked Max Scherzer number one, and that makes sense. He is Max Scherzer, and the Mets are shopping him because they want to try to unload his contract because they want to make a run at Shohei Ohtani in the offseason. And since the Mets season is already shot, of course they're going to shop Max Scherzer. It just hasn't worked there. And you're going to see some teams make a run at him. Not just teams in the American League like the Rangers and Astros, but you may see the Dodgers make a run at him, okay? You may see the Diamondbacks make a run at him. And there's some other players available. Jordan Montgomery is a pretty good pitcher for the Cardinals. And Lucas Giolito of the White Sox is okay, and he's up there. And there's some players like, you know, the word is that the Cubs are going to shop Cody Bellinger, which is interesting because they put a lot of stock. They invested heavily in Cody Bellinger in their rebuild, but he could be available. Adam Duvall could be available, by the way, but he just went through a really bad injury. And, of course, we don't need another outfielder. Love Adam. He did great things for us, but we don't need him. We got Kevin Pillar. We're good. But there is one guy. I think if the Dodgers and the Astros and teams of that nature are going to be making, and the Diamondbacks too, because let's keep in mind they're still second in the NL, if teams like that are going to be making big, bold moves here for teams that are out, like the Mets and the Nats, the Cards, the Tigers, teams of that nature, and of course the Royals and A's, if they're going to be making big dollar moves here, there is one guy that could be available, and that is the Padres may shop Josh Hader. The Padres may, because they've got to start unloading some of this in the offseason. They cannot sign him again, okay? He just is going to become a free agent at the end of the year. They are not signing him. They don't have the money to sign him. I mean, they do, but they just don't because they've spent so much for so little in San Diego. They just can't afford to sign Josh Hader again. They just, at some point, they got to go, okay, we got to stop this because it isn't working, and it's not working for them. So the word in the buzz is the Padres are going to shop Josh Hader. I want Josh Hader. I don't care if it's a rent-a-player. I don't care if we don't sign him after the season is over, though I would like to see us make a run at it. I mean, the Duke could still deal. Yeah, Freddie hit the home run off him a couple of years ago. I get it. I know, right? Okay. Josh Hader can pitch. His ERA this year is 1.17. His strikeout-walk ratio is 46-15. His whip is nothing. Josh Hader can still hurl, okay? He's the dude I want. Because what do we need more than anything else on this team to add to this team? A left-handed reliever. Why not go out and get the best one in baseball? How about that? Let's just go get the best left-handed reliever in the game. Okay.
Alex, go get Josh Hader.
More of your calls here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Let's talk. Let's have a chat. Just be clear you're hearing me correctly in what I say. And that would help. I love all you guys and girls. All right, Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
John Fricke for John Chuckery on Sports Radio 99 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. I want you to grab a beer or your beverage choice, a Hennessy, glass of wine, soda, sparkling water, I guess. Anyway, whatever you want to drink. And belly up to the bar here at 404-726-0929. Let's talk about your Atlanta Hawks. Let's talk about your Atlanta Braves. Let's talk about your Georgia Bulldogs. Let's talk about Jackets. Let's talk about the Falcons. And let's talk about your team, any team in the NFL or college football. We've talked about, and then we mentioned the Clemson tie. He had a Clemson fan kind of roll in here talking about his quarterbacks here. And we had a Miami fan, and we've had fans of other teams, a Cowboys fan that came in and was very impassioned in his defense of a quarterback that hasn't won squat. But that's okay. Again, using Vegas odds, you can break down the favorites to make the playoffs in both the AFC and NFC and their current odds as three teams in the NFC that are locks, the 49ers, the Eagles, and the Cowboys, and four teams in the AFC that are locks, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Bills, and the Jaguars, though I think the Bills are in a fist fight. When I said they're going to finish third, I just see a little bit more out of the, I guess, the Jets and the Dolphins, but the Jets are listed right below the Bills because the teams that are likely to make it or looks likely, Baltimore, the Jets, and the Dolphins are the three. So it's going to be really close. In the NFC, the Falcons are listed as looks likely that they'll make the playoffs. There are four teams listed as not going to happen. You can go ahead and just start tanking. The L.A. Rams, the Washington Commanders, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC. And five that they say not going to happen in the AFC. The New England Patriots, Tennessee Titans, the Indianapolis Colts, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Houston Texans. Now, they just the odds are so great that they're not going to make the playoffs. Now, of those nine, it's likely that one will make it, maybe two. That's just the way the NFL is. And maybe the Patriots get hot and squeeze their way in that AFC East, or maybe the Titans, you know, everybody's kind of given up and checking out on them, but maybe they actually win the, and maybe it's just one of those things where they win the South out of tiebreaker over Jacksonville or something like that. So you can weigh in on any team in the NFL. You can weigh in on any team in college football, though I do this on my weekend show, and I started it last weekend because of the 4th of July. I actually started it yesterday on the 4th of July, because when I was doing the national radio prior to coming to 92.9 The Game, when I was doing Fox Sports Radio out of the Northern Studios here for a number of years, and I was doing the national show, on the 4th of July weekend, I would do a big football blowout, because being a national show, you know, I'm obviously being an Atlanta show, we're going to talk about the Braves, but there wasn't a whole lot of baseball out there to talk about, and it was the unofficial start of football season on Fox, and so we would start running our promos on July 4th weekend, and so I just took it upon myself over a number of years to use July 4th as our first, kind of kickoff weekend to talking about the NFL and college football. And one day, I'm doing it on Fox, this is, I don't know, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and some guy says, any team? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, tell me about my Furman Purple Paladins. And I'm like, okay, dude. I've been to Furman for a football game. I've been to Furman for a basketball game. I've done play-by-play at Furman of football and basketball games when I was doing the Chattanooga Mocs. I don't know. You tell me, dude. Okay? What do you got on the Furman Purple Paladins? Not mocking them. I'm just saying I just didn't have anything. It's not like I'm not doing FCS here, you know? I'm not breaking it down. I pay attention to Kennesaw State. I pay attention to Chattanooga. I've got ties to both, so that's about it. And I know Furman's in the same league. I get it. Yada, yada, yada. 404-726-0929. So if you want to talk about your team, let's talk about your team. Day-Day, let's talk about your team. What is it about your team that gives you the most pause this season?
Well, I guess the question is, which of my teams?
Well, what is your favorite NFL team?
Honestly, my favorite is the 49ers, and the pause is Brock Purdy. I know everybody was drinking the Purdy Kool-Aid, last season. Honestly, I have a lot of hesitancy when that type of stuff happens. I think it's the newness, right? Now people got a little bit of tape on him. Plus, we got to see how he's really going to recover from this injury. I know everybody's saying everything is up, you know, is good, is looking good and whatnot. But the reality of it is, until they get into the action, you really don't know. And then I think the biggest factor is that, again, people have the tape on him now. They kind of can, you know, figure some things out. You know, defensively, I think they're fine, but offensively, that's where my concern is.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Yeah, okay. Here's my question. Can he turn it around when he takes a snap, right? Mm-hmm. And he wants to hand the ball off to a running back? Is that dude any good?
Yeah. I mean, we've got some firepower offensively.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah. I'm just saying, if he wants to have one guy come off the edge, whose name might be, I don't know, Debo, and he wants to kind of catch him and do a little jet sweep, is he any good?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, we can't – I mean, it's almost – so, from a dimensional standpoint, right? But that can't be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be more to that. So, I don't know. That I'm just concerned as to, you know, what we got last year. I get it. You know what it reminded me of? It actually reminded me of when Alex Smith went down and Kaepernick got in. And everything just took off, right? Unfortunately, we never really got to see how that was going to turn out.
Well, I think this is a little bit different, only because I think this team has more talent.
Way more talent than from back then, yeah.
You know, they're right. You know, I mean, and so I don't think the quarterback – see, my point is I don't think the quarterback has to do quite as much. And
almost like a Ritter situation, right?
Almost like a little bit of a Ritter situation. When you've got guys out there, and especially when your defense has, you know, the Eric Armsteads and the Nick Boses of the world, for crying out loud.
Right.
I mean, you know, that defensive front, you know, but now you got Hargrave on it. I mean, you got Hargrave, right?
Yeah.
You got Hargrave, and yeah, you got Hargrave now. That's right. You guys went out and got Hargrave. I mean, with Eric Armstead and Nick Bosa, there isn't a better three up front in the league.
No.
I mean, no. Armstead, Bosa, and now Hargrave? Okay. That's a game stopper right there, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to be fine. And plus, they are in a division where they might have the two worst NFC teams in their division.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about them winning the division.
So, I mean, at the worst, they're going 5-1 in the division, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's at the worst. So they're making the playoffs is my point.
Yeah, they're making the playoffs. I'm just concerned about, you know, what we really will get in Purdy this upcoming season.
Yeah, I don't think he has to. He doesn't have to be a world beater. I mean, he can be a guy that just goes out there. When you've got, you know, Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel, and you know, I mean, my God, I mean.
But see, you know,
Brandon Ayuk. I mean,
to your point with your conversation with I forgot which caller that was talking about Miami, right? It's kind of like to you know, like he said about being spoiled of the days of the Dorsey's and all those QBs. Same thing with 49er fans. Mm-hmm. You know, we went from, you know, we had Montana and then Young and then even Garcia. Oh, yeah, even Jeff Garcia was decent, right? And so
right, it's sort of like the Packers. The Packers have been spoiled 30 years of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah. So, you know, that I think it's more from that aspect that we're just so used to having great quarterbacks, and you know, we outside of, you know, the bright spot, the little bright spot we got with Kaepernick, it kind of really hasn't been, you know, it's been good game managers.
I mean, Garoppolo was okay. You know, I mean, will Trey Lance ever catch on?
I don't know.
I mean,
I wasn't big on them making that move on Trey Lance, but I mean, listen, these guys, these execs and scouts, that's what they get paid the bucks for, and I get paid the bucks to push buttons.
Yeah, no, so I don't think you have any real concerns. 404-726-0929. I mean, I'm not going to really feel sorry for you. I think you're going to end up with the number one seed in the NFC. You're going to win 12 or 13 games. So,
listen, the Falcons, I really like the Falcons' chances of winning the NFC South. Like, in my opinion, I know everybody's, you know, Bryce Young is, you know, everybody's kind of saying he, you know, he could really be that upside that the Panthers need. But in my opinion, I really think the Saints would be the team that if they can get over that hump, because say what you want to say about Derek Carr, the guy still can produce. So I think if they can get over that hump of the Saints, even if it's a split this season, but if they can take care of business against the Panthers and the Bucks, I really like the Falcons' chances of winning the NFC South.
I think the Saints are going to have to win a lot of games, 38-31 or something like that. I mean, I'm not really sure that their defense is going to be all that. I think they're going to miss Ryan Nielsen more than they ever want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Nielsen has NFL head coach ticketed all over him. They didn't want to let him go for a good reason in New Orleans. And I think when Terry Fontenot, who knows the Saints because he ran the team down there, poaches, you know, Onyemata and he poaches Ellis, you know, I mean, he's out there. I mean, okay. I'm just telling you that I think that he knew who he was getting here. So,
yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. Derek Carr, I still think he has something to prove here because, you know, somebody said, well, you know, Derek Carr now has Chris Olave and he has Alvin Kamara. At least we think he has Alvin Kamara. Who knows? You know, he has all these weapons that, you know, he didn't have in Las Vegas. I said, what are you talking? What? Where were you?
Right.
He had one of the best tight ends in the NFL in Waller. He had a running back in Jacobs. He had a stud wide receiver in Davante Adams. Well, what are you talking about? He didn't have any weapons in Vegas. You know? So, yeah, it's just kind of interesting. It's such a fascinating thing. The NFL is so tight. It is a war of attrition. And that's one of the things that I keep, you know, saying to you, that the Falcons, Desmond Ridder says, this offense has a chance to be explosive. And he's not wrong. And this is the best run-blocking offensive line in the league. And if they can move the needle here for Tyler Allgeier, they can move it for Bijan Robinson and suddenly Cordarrelle Patterson, and you've got to account for all of this, even the quarterback with his feet. And so you start cheating safeties into the box. The difference is that the noodle arm quitter couldn't take advantage of that last year, and he missed Kyle Pitts time and again over the top. Ritter's not going to miss like that. He's not going to miss all that many times. And so what's going to happen is they'll start cheating safeties to try to slow down that run game, right? And what's going to happen? Desmond Ridder's going to say, up, and pull it back, and a little play action, and right over the top to one-on-one coverage of a 6'8" tight end flying down the field, okay, on a 5'10" defensive back. Touchdown. And so now you got to drop those safeties back. Oh, and that opens up the run. They make you react to them. And so this is why I think they're going to be dangerous offensively. Now, defensively, I don't know how this is all going to work. Bud Dupree's out there saying all this stuff about new life, and maybe he will have new life. I wanted him coming out of college out of Kentucky, and we'll see if he got new life. Calais Campbell, does he still have life? And, you know, it's good to have him in the locker room. Does he still have life? Can Arnold Ebiketie take another step up? Does Onyemata change that outlook of that defensive line as much as I think he does? I think so. I want to see what Jesse Bates and Jeff Okuda bring to that secondary. I think it's one of the top five secondaries in the NFL on paper. And it has depth. All these guys are now too deep. You go. That's the thing. In a war of attrition where the NFL's a war of attrition, the Falcons have guys now who were starters who are now reserves or backups or rotational guys. Ebiketie's not listed as a starter. Okay, Michael Walker, not listed as a starter. You know, Darren Hall, not a starter. D. Alford, not a starter. You know, you go down the list here. Adi Ogundeji, not a starter. Not that he would have been, but you get my point. Eddie Goldman, not a starter. Timmy Horn, not a starter. I mean, they have a lot of guys that at every level here otherwise would have been starters in previous or even last year that are not starting for this team this year because they went out and spent – you know, $75 million, $100 million, whatever they spent to get this defense rebuilt for Ryan Nielsen. And he has six, maybe seven new starters if Clark Phillips cracks the starting lineup as a nickelback. And they like this kid, Clark Phillips. By the way, they like Zach Harrison more than you realize, too. So this is going to be fascinating. The defense has depth. It's better. I'm not asking the defense to be top five. I'm asking the defense to be 15 and let the offense be in the top 10 in scoring, which I think could happen, by the way. A lot of those red zone opportunities now with Jonnu Smith. You're going to like Jonnu Smith. There's another guy. I wanted Bud Dupree out of the draft. I wanted Jonnu Smith out of free agency a couple of years ago. You're going to like Jonnu a lot. Dude catches everything. John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking you to 11 o'clock. We're talking about football, any team, pro or college, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios on this Wednesday night, July the 5th. We're sitting around the bar tonight. We're cracking beers, glass of wine, brown liquor, whatever it is you foo-foo drink. It doesn't matter. If you want to just have a soda. And we're talking about football. We're talking about the Braves. I said that if this is true, and I have every reason to believe that it might be, considering what CBS put into it, that the Padres are shopping Josh Hader, then, oh, okay, I'm in the Josh Hader business. I'll rent that dude for the rest of the year for the Atlanta Braves. So that's something that I hope Alex Anthopoulos might pursue. Yeah, what would the Padres want? Yeah, I don't know. You know, would Vaughn Grissom and a young pitcher, or Dylan Dodd, would that be enough? And you say, you're going to give up Vaughn Grissom and Dylan Dodd to rent Josh Hader for the rest of the year? Yeah, and? Yeah, and? What? Yes, of course. Yeah. Wait, you're just renting for the rest of the year? Yeah, I know. I would see if we can't re-sign him at the offseason, but yeah. Well, you're going to give up a team? Yeah. I'm trying to win a title here, okay? We are in title mode, and Josh Hader is what we need. We need a left-hander in the bullpen, and he is the dominant left-hander in the game, in the bullpen. He still is. So, yes. We are in win now mode. Win immediately now mode. 404-726-0929, of course, is the number. And you could jump in on any NFL team, any college team. We were talking a lot about the SEC, of course, because we're naturally doing a little bit about the ACC. You know, in the Big Ten, I think it's going to be really interesting because it's a three-team race on paper. And they're all in the East. Of course, like the SEC, this is the last year of divisions in the Big Ten, which is like, oh, good. And they're going to go to a league-wide thing in when USC and UCLA come in next year, because the Big Ten has been so, you know, cockeyed with Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan on one side, and, you know, Wisconsin and Iowa and, I guess, Illinois or something. I don't know, something else over there on the other side. And so it's been cockeyed. And the race here is between Penn State and Michigan and Ohio State. Now you say, well, that's not fair because it's cockeyed. But here's what the good thing about it is that all three have to play each other. And so since all three have to play each other, you know, that's going to really tell us which one of the three is really kind of legit. I don't see the Big Ten getting two teams in again this year. As a matter of fact, I'd be shocked if they got two teams in. SEC could get two teams in, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen either. It's just really not as easy as sometimes as you think it is. I'm not sure. The Pac-12, my only concern if you're a Pac-12 fan is that you're going to have people, you're going to cannibalize. You know, is Washington capable of making it? Yes. Is USC capable of making it? Yes. Oregon and Utah? Yes. But are they going to cannibalize each other? Maybe. Which is why I said earlier, start to look at, you know, teams like Notre Dame. They control their own destiny and don't have a title game. See, Notre Dame has, this is one of the things that bugs me really quite a bit right now. And that is that college football almost ought to, since the Big 12, the Big 10 and the SEC run college football, when we go to the 12-team playoff, when they break away, and they're going to break away and form their own division from the NCAA and run everything. When they do, I would hope they would tell Notre Dame, look, you either got to join a conference or you're out. Because if Notre Dame were to make it this year, and I think they have an outside shot, the fact that they don't play in a conference championship game, man, stop it. You know what I mean? I mean, just the year they did make it, it was like, really? I mean, really? By the way, Matt Olson just had a baseball 7,000 feet.
Drilled it.
He hit that thing 7,000 feet. I said at the beginning of the program, you know, that loss last night, all it did was make the Braves mad. Yeah. If they had had a couple of clutch hits this 7-0 game right now in the ninth inning, it would be like 14-0. They've had base runners all over the place. Riley's hit a home run. Murphy's hit a home run. Olsen just hit one about 7 miles. It was just torched. I mean, they are putting on another offensive show. Murphy's having a big night. Murphy's almost hit for the cycle, for crying out loud. All right, anyway, back to this discussion here. This is why I think you have to start looking outside and, you know, and kind of projecting out of what could be. You know, because the Big Ten champion and the SEC champion, they're going to be in. If Georgia, Alabama, or LSU, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. All right, those, one of those three from each is going to be in, and that'll be two of your spots in the last year of the 14 playoff. I think Clemson has a really good chance to make it. A really good chance. You know, Florida State, yes. Okay, and look, Florida State, show me. I mean, there isn't a bigger game to open the season in that opening weekend, the Labor Day weekend, than Florida and LSU and Orlando. That game could have a big impact on both teams and their hopes and their desires. The loser of that game takes a ding. The winner gets a big up. That Florida State LSU game in Orlando, that's a hell of a way to start. And this being the 14 playoff and not the 12-team playoff. Now, next year, the 12-team playoff, it wouldn't matter all that much. It would be a big help, certainly, but, you know, you don't get dinged so bad if you lose, because in a 12-team playoff, you know, prepare, and we'll be talking about this time next year, for you to prepare for the fact that a 9-3 team could make it. Okay? if you have enough quality wins and your three losses are, you know, to really quality teams in heartbreaking fashion, and they consider you one of the better teams, then, you know, yeah, a 9-3 team could make it. We're talking about a 9-3 team that doesn't play for its division, mostly notably, of course, probably in the SEC, but a 9-3 team could possibly make it. Because I think, by and large, you'll see four teams out of the SEC go in. At least three, and three Big Ten teams every single year, okay? And you say, well, that makes, John, that's going to make the SEC championship game moot. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. It's going to make it really important, and maybe even more important in some respects, in the respect of the winner of that game might get a bye. And then, you know, that becomes a big deal. And if the loser already has a couple of losses, that loser might still get in with three losses. But then, you know, let's just project out. Let's say that, I'll just make up a team, LSU. LSU goes 9-2, pardon me, goes 10-2, plays a 12-0 Georgia team. Their two losses are heartbreakers to big teams like, you know, Florida State or whatever. But they've got a lot of quality wins, including another win over Alabama and things of that nature. And they just lose a heartbreaker to Georgia in the, you know, in overtime in the SEC title game. And the committee looks and says, you know what? They're 10-3, but they're the best 10-3 team in America. And they're just this side of being 13-0. All right. So they're going to get in as a wild card team. But that LSU team has got to go to Camp Randall Stadium and play Wisconsin in the opening round. Oh, and by the way, I didn't bother to mention this to you, LSU, but the forecast for December 11th in Madison this year, 3 degrees, snow and blowing snow. That's going to be so much fun. I'm sorry. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see a team from the South go up there and have to turtle up. Those Wisconsin guys will be standing there in short sleeves going, man up. Come on, you wuss. You know, and it was always one of the things that people said, you know, these kids, they don't want to go to college up north because of the weather. I'm like, what are you talking about? They don't want to go up north because of the weather. Well, it gets really super cold. Okay, you might have one cold game a year, but what happens when you go up there and, yeah, but it's winter. Well, what happens if you get drafted by the Packers? What? Well, I'll deal with it then. Well, how about you know already what it's like because you spent 4 or 5 years doing it? All right. Anyway, you're not caught off guard. You know, because the first time some of those guys, we had some recruits when I was at Nebraska, we had a couple of recruits from Florida, and one of whom had never seen snow. So it was super funny the first time he went out and he was playing in the snow. It was pretty funny because he had never seen snow, at least not falling from the sky. So anyway, we have a lot to talk about with you here at 404-726-0929. Any team, pro or college, that you want to discuss here. I believe the race for the four-team playoff is beyond the SEC and Big Ten champions, which are going to have, I think, two spots locked up, pretty wide open. It could go to another SEC or Big Ten team, but I think, you know, Texas out of the Big 12, Notre Dame, Clemson, USC, Washington, Oregon, Utah, whoever comes out of the Pac-12, I think is going to be legit. I'm not sure, though, I see any Houston or Cincinnati or anybody of that nature, and I'm not sure that I don't expect that we'll have a repeat of, you know, what everything went right for TCU last year. It kind of all fell together for them, and they obviously got pretty exposed in the title game as being a team that was way over its skis and way out of its league. Michigan would have given Georgia a better game, not much of one better, but they would have at least given Georgia, it wouldn't have been 65-7, let's put it that way. Might have been 48-20. It might have been 45-23, but it wouldn't have been 65-7. That's why the Ohio State fans are so bitter, right? You know, some of the Ohio State fans are bitter about missing that field goal against Georgia is because they know now that if they had made that field goal, oh, they were winning the title because they would have done this. They would have done the same thing to TCU that Georgia did. It would have been 65-7. How many touchdowns have Marvin Harrison scored in that game? You know, I mean, oh, my God, it would have been C.J. Stroud running all over the place. I mean, it would have been a nightmare. Yeah, so there won't be a TCU this year. Clemson's an interesting team because Dabo's had a pretty good, you know, time of it recruiting. And they got held back that for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the system, it was the quarterback, or maybe a little bit of both, that DJ Uiagalelei didn't work out. And not only did it not work out, it regressed at times. I mean, it was bad. And so I don't know. I expect he's going to go to Oregon State and start hucking the ball around and be in an offense that spread more of a spread offense that throws it 50 times a game, and he's going to have a lot of success. And people at Clemson are going to go, what was all that about? Why didn't you do that here? Well, partly because of the system at Clemson, and partly because, you know, I just don't think the DJU fit in. And that happens. So does Klubnik do that? Maybe. Clemson's got a lot of talent. And they're going to be favored, I think, in just about every game. It'll be interesting to see. The Clemson-Florida State game is going to tell us everything we know, right? And it'll be, I want to say that game's in Tallahassee this year. I think that everything about that game is going to scream playoff team. That is provided Florida State beats LSU. This is why that game against LSU in Orlando is so important, because Florida State starts to look at its schedule and what are its landmines, right? Clemson, that LSU opener, and, of course, the Florida game at the end of the year. Those are the landmines that sit around Florida State. Nothing else is a landmine for them. They'll still be favored against Florida, make no mistake, or should be. The Clemson game might be a pick'em game right about now. I think they're actually going to be favored. Are they going to be favored against LSU? They might. In Orlando? They might. And so this will be really intriguing to see how this kind of all shakes out. I'm really excited for college football. You ought to be, too, if you're a college football fan. It is a year loaded with quarterbacks. You're not going to believe the volume of great quarterbacks that are going to be available to teams in the first round of the draft this year that are first-round draftable quarterbacks. We're talking 8 or even 9 first-round draftable quarterbacks. Now, do all of them get taken, or do teams go, well, you know what, we're pretty set? I mean, at this point, there are going to be a lot of teams. But a team like San Francisco, would they take one? They might. You know, I mean, even with Brock Purdy, would they take one and say, admit the whole Trey Lance thing was a debacle? They might. But you got Caleb Williams and Michael Penix and Cam Rising and Bo Nix and DJ Uiagalelei and even Jaden Rashada, though he's not going to be obviously available for the draft because he's a freshman. But the Pac-12 is loaded at quarterback. The SEC is loaded at quarterback. Devin Leary now at Kentucky. We mentioned KJ Jefferson. You know, I guess by extension, Quinn Ewers, right? Because they'll be in next year. Will Ewers come back or will he go into the draft? That's a good question. I think he'll probably go into the draft because it'll be time for Arch Manning to take over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
It is Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Northern Kia Studios on this Wednesday night, July the 5th. We're sitting around the bar tonight. We're cracking beers, glass of wine, brown liquor, whatever it is you foo-foo drink. It doesn't matter. If you want to just have a soda. And we're talking about football. We're talking about the Braves. I said that if this is true, and I have every reason to believe that it might be, considering what CBS put into it, that the Padres are shopping Josh Hader, then, oh, okay, I'm in the Josh Hader business. I'll rent that dude for the rest of the year for the Atlanta Braves. So that's something that I hope Alex Anthopoulos might pursue. Hey, yeah, what would the Padres want? Yeah, I don't know. You know, would Vaughn Grissom and a young pitcher, or Dylan Dodd, would that be enough? And you say, you're going to give up Vaughn Grissom and Dylan Dodd to rent Josh Hader for the rest of the year? Yeah, and? Yeah, and? What? Yes, of course. Yeah. Wait, you're just renting for the rest of the year? Yeah, I know. I would see if we can't re-sign him at the offseason, but yeah. Well, you're going to give up a two? Yeah. I'm trying to win a title here, okay? We are in title mode, and Josh Hader is what we need. We need a left-hander in the bullpen, and he is the dominant left-hander in the game, in the bullpen. He still is. So, yes, we are in win now mode, win immediately now mode. 404-726-0929, of course, is the number, and you could jump in on any NFL team, any college team. We were talking a lot about the SEC, of course, because we're naturally doing a little bit about the ACC. You know, in the Big Ten, I think it's going to be really interesting because it's a three-team race on paper, and they're all in the East. Of course, like the SEC, this is the last year of divisions in the Big Ten, which is like, oh, good. And they're going to go to a league-wide thing in when USC and UCLA come in next year, because the Big Ten has been so, you know, cockeyed with Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan on one side, and, you know, Wisconsin and Iowa and, I guess, Illinois or something. I don't know, something else over there on the other side. And so it's been cockeyed. And the race here is between Penn State and Michigan and Ohio State. Now you say, well, that's not fair because it's cockeyed. But here's what the good thing about it is that all three have to play each other. And so since all three have to play each other, you know, that's going to really tell us which one of the three is really kind of legit. I don't see the Big Ten getting two teams in again this year. As a matter of fact, I'd be shocked if they got two teams in. SEC could get two teams in, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen either. It's just really not as easy as sometimes as you think it is. I'm not sure. The Pac-12, my only concern if you're a Pac-12 fan is that you're going to have people, you're going to cannibalize. You know, is Washington capable of making it? Yes. Is USC capable of making it? Yes. Oregon and Utah? Yes. But are they going to cannibalize each other? Maybe. Which is why I said earlier, start to look at, you know, teams like Notre Dame. They control their own destiny and don't have a title game. See, Notre Dame has, this is one of the things that bugs me really quite a bit right now. And that is that college football almost ought to, since the Big Ten and the SEC run college football, when we go to the 12-team playoff, when they break away, and they're going to break away and form their own division from the NCAA and run everything. When they do, I would hope they would tell Notre Dame, look, you either got to join a conference or you're out. Because if Notre Dame were to make it this year, and I think they have an outside shot, the fact that they don't play in a conference championship game, man, stop it. You know what I mean? I mean, just the year they did make it, it was like, really? I mean, really? By the way, Matt Olson just had a baseball 7,000 feet.
Drilled it.
He hit that thing 7,000 feet. I said at the beginning of the program, you know, that loss last night, all it did was make the Braves mad. Yeah. If they had had a couple of clutch hits this 7-0 game right now in the ninth inning, it would be like 14-0. They've had base runners all over the place. Riley's hit a home run. Murphy's hit a home run. Olsen just hit one about 7 miles. It was just torched. I mean, they are putting on another offensive show. Murphy's having a big night. Murphy's almost hit for the cycle, for crying out loud. All right, anyway, back to this discussion here. This is why I think you have to start looking outside and, you know, and kind of projecting out of what could be. You know, because the Big Ten champion and the SEC champion, they're going to be in. If Georgia, Alabama, or LSU, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. All right, those, one of those three from each is going to be in, and that'll be two of your spots in the last year of the 14 playoff. I think Clemson has a really good chance to make it. A really good chance. You know, Florida State, yes, okay, and look, Florida State, show me. I mean, there isn't a bigger game to open the season in that opening weekend, the Labor Day weekend, than Florida and LSU and Orlando. That game could have a big impact on both teams and their hopes and their desires. The loser of that game takes a ding. The winner gets a big up. That Florida State LSU game in Orlando, that's a hell of a way to start. And this being the 14 playoff and not the 12-team playoff. Now, next year, the 12-team playoff, it wouldn't matter all that much. It would be a big help, certainly, but, you know, you don't get dinged so bad if you lose, because in a 12-team playoff, you know, prepare, and we'll be talking about this time next year, for you to prepare for the fact that a 9-3 team could make it. Okay? If you have enough quality wins and your three losses are, you know, to really quality teams in heartbreaking fashion, and they consider you one of the better teams, then, you know, yeah, a 9-3 team could make it. We're talking about a 9-3 team that doesn't play for its division, mostly, notably, of course, probably in the SEC, but a 9-3 team could possibly make it. Because I think, by and large, you'll see four teams out of the SEC go in. At least three, and three Big Ten teams every single year, okay? And you say, well, that's going to make the SEC championship game moot. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. It's going to make it really important, and maybe even more important in some respects, in the respect of the winner of that game might get a bye, and then that becomes a big deal. And if the loser already has a couple of losses, that loser might still get in with three losses. But then, you know, let's just project out. Let's say that, I'll just make up a team. LSU. LSU goes 9-2. Pardon me, goes 10-2. Plays a 12-0 Georgia team. Their two losses are heartbreakers to big teams like Florida State or whatever. But they've got a lot of quality wins, including another win over Alabama and things of that nature. And they just lose a heartbreaker to Georgia in overtime in the SEC title game. And the committee looks and says, you know what? They're 10-3, but they're the best 10-3 team in America, and they're just this side of being 13-0. All right, so they're going to get in as a wild card team. But that LSU team has got to go to Camp Randall Stadium and play Wisconsin in the opening round. Oh, and by the way, I didn't bother to mention this to you, LSU, but the forecast for December 11th in Madison this year, 3 degrees, snow and blowing snow. That's going to be so much fun. I'm sorry. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see a team from the South go up there and have to turtle up. Those Wisconsin guys will be standing there in short sleeves going, man up. Come on, you wuss. You know, and it was always one of the things that people said, you know, these kids, they don't want to go to college up north because of the weather. I'm like, what are you talking about? They don't want to go up north because of the weather. Well, it gets really super cold. Okay, you might have one cold game a year, but what happens when you go up there and, yeah, but it's winter. Well, what happens if you get drafted by the Packers? What? Well, I'll deal with it then. Well, how about you know already what it's like because you spent 4 or 5 years doing it? All right, anyway, you're not caught off guard. You know, because the first time some of those guys, we had some recruits when I was at Nebraska, we had a couple of recruits from Florida, and one of whom had never seen snow. So it was super funny the first time he went out and he was playing in the snow. It was pretty funny because he had never seen snow, at least not falling from the sky. So anyway, we have a lot to talk about with you here at 404-726-0929. Any team, pro or college, that you want to discuss here. I believe the race for the 14 playoff is beyond the SEC and Big Ten champions, which are going to have, I think, two spots locked up, pretty wide open. It could go to another SEC or Big Ten team, but I think, you know, Texas out of the Big 12, Notre Dame, a Clemson, USC, Washington, Oregon, Utah, whoever comes out of the Pac-12, I think is going to be legit. I'm not sure, though, I see any Houston or Cincinnati or anybody of that nature, and I'm not sure that I don't expect that we'll have a repeat of, you know, what everything went right for TCU last year. It kind of all fell together for them. Obviously, got pretty exposed in the title game as being a team that was way over its skis and way out of its league. Michigan would have given Georgia a better game. Not much of one better, but they would have at least given Georgia. It might wouldn't have been 65-7. Let's put it that way. Might have been 48-20. Might have been 45-23, but wouldn't have been 65-7. That's why the Ohio State fans are so bitter, right? You know, some of the Ohio State fans are bitter about missing that field goal against Georgia is because they know now that if they had made that field goal, oh, they were winning the title because they would have done this. They would have done the same thing to TCU that Georgia did. It would have been 65-7. How many touchdowns have Marvin Harrison scored in that game? You know, I mean, oh my God, it would have been C.J. Stroud running all over the place. I mean, it would have been a nightmare. Yeah, so there won't be a TCU this year. Clemson's an interesting team because Dabo's had a pretty good time of it recruiting, and they got held back that for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the system, it was the quarterback, or maybe a little bit of both, that DJ Uiagalelei didn't work out. And not only did it not work out, it regressed at times. I mean, it was bad. And so I don't know. I expect he's going to go to Oregon State and start hucking the ball around and be in an offense that spread more of a spread offense that throws it 50 times a game, and he's going to have a lot of success. And people at Clemson are going to go, what was all that about? Why didn't you do that here? Well, partly because of the system at Clemson, and partly because, you know, I just don't think that DJU fit in. And that happens. So does Klubnik do that? Maybe. Clemson's got a lot of talent. And they're going to be favored, I think, in just about every game. It'll be interesting to see. The Clemson-Florida State game is going to tell us everything we know, right? And it'll be – I want to say that game's in Tallahassee this year. I think that everything about that game is going to scream playoff team. That is provided Florida State beats LSU. This is why that game against LSU in Orlando is so important, because Florida State starts to look at its schedule and what are its landmines, right? Clemson, that LSU opener, and, of course, the Florida game at the end of the year. Those are the landmines that sit around Florida State. Nothing else is a landmine for them. They'll still be favored against Florida, make no mistake, or should be. The Clemson game might be a pick'em game right about now. I think they're actually going to be favored. Are they going to be favored against LSU? They might. In Orlando, they might. And so this will be really intriguing to see how this kind of all shakes out. I'm really excited for college football. You ought to be, too, if you're a college football fan. It is a year loaded with quarterbacks. You're not going to believe the volume of great quarterbacks that are going to be available to teams in the first round of the draft this year that are first-round draftable quarterbacks. We're talking 8 or even 9 first-round draftable quarterbacks. Now, do all of them get taken, or do teams go, well, you know what, we're pretty set? I mean, at this point, there are going to be a lot of teams. But a team like San Francisco, would they take one? They might. You know, I mean, even with Brock Purdy, would they take one and say, admit the whole Trey Lance thing was a debacle? They might. But you got Caleb Williams and Michael Penix and Cam Rising and Bo Nix and DJ Uiagalelei and even Jaden Rashada, though he's not going to be obviously available for the draft because he's a freshman. But the Pac-12 is loaded at quarterback. The SEC is loaded at quarterback. Devin Leary now at Kentucky. We mentioned KJ Jefferson. You know, I guess by extension, Quinn Ewers, right? Because they'll be in next year. Will Ewers come back or will he go into the draft? That's a good question. I think he'll probably go into the draft because it'll be time for Arch Manning to take over. If he has a good year, I think he probably does. And we'll see what Peyton Thorne does at Auburn and Graham Mertz, the two transfers from the Big Ten down at Florida. By the end of the year, whoever wins the job, and, you know, will Joe Milton develop? You got Spencer Rattler. I mean, again, this is loaded here in this league. Whoever wins the job at Alabama, whoever wins the job at Georgia. At the moment, the reports in Tuscaloosa, Jalen Milroe's kind of taking the job over Ty Simpson and Ty Buckner. If it's Ty Buckner, I'm almost wondering if that's a problem, by the way, because I watched Ty Buckner at Notre Dame. Don't know if you did. Yeah, not much. But then again, maybe he just is a veteran who just has to be a facilitator, you know, and in that Alabama offense, all he has to do is hand the ball off and he'll be fine. They've won. Remember, Alabama's won titles with guys who weren't all that great a quarterback. Yeah, you know, they've had great quarterbacks, and they won titles with guys that were just kind of okay. They were good, but they weren't killer by any means. Top of the hour, one more hour to go, and your calls ahead as we keep our eyes on everything that's going on in sports on John Chuckery's show tonight on this July 5th with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92 in the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.